play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at Richwoods High School in Peoria, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us. Sectional semifinal tonight. The Galesburg Silver Streaks at 26-7. The Peoria High Lions ranked number 3 in Class 3A, 26-3 on the year. Their losses came to Notre Dame,
O'Fallon.
Lincoln, and O'Fallon. O'Fallon, one of the better teams in 4A. And then, Lincoln handled them pretty well last couple of weeks or so?
Yeah, I think if I remember right, Lincoln led pretty much that entire game.
Yeah. So, can't deny that this is still a really, really good basketball team we're going to see here tonight. You know, it's interesting. I had not been in this gym for years. It's really, really old in here. I was just talking with our superintendent, Dr. John Asplund. He's like, really? These are bleachers from like when you played at Rova. I'm like, yes, they are. They're really old and not very nice. And so, you know, because Dixon was the same way when I had been there back in the early 2000s. But theirs was all updated, and actually it was pretty nice there. It's just they had some issues here tonight getting people in. One, they opened the doors late. They didn't open the doors till 5:30 or 5:20. Supposed to be open at 5. Yeah. Then this system they're using that you can buy your tickets online, they could scan. They were just, the people taking the scans were just being taught how to do it as the people were coming
in. Well, when I was just down in the hallway, the flood of Washington people leaving and the Galesburg and Peoria people coming.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way they were checking tickets. They kept asking for tickets, but people were just flooding in and out.
All right, so the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Peoria High Lions here tonight. Sectional semifinal, and we're getting ready. We'll bring you the national anthem, then our starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Lions, and hopefully Streaks can come out and play a good game. You know, the big thing, and Coach Lexi Daniels talked about this in the pregame, got to be able to handle the pressure, especially early on. And that's the big thing. They're going to come out. They're going to trap us. They've got some length and some size and some quickness. We got to be able to handle that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to come out and try to punch you in the mouth and get you to give up, and you just can't. You've got to be resilient. And we've seen this team be resilient all season long, Tom. There's been plenty of games where we kind of came out flat or came out and got behind the eight ball from the get-go and were able to rally. It's going to have to probably be one of those games.
All right, we'll hopefully be able to get our PA announcer, Cheryl Ferguson, here tonight. Well, let's see if we got her.
So it's high school. Go. Would you please stand, remove your caps, place your hand over your heart for the playing of our national anthem.
All right, let's send it back down to PA announcer Cheryl Ferguson for our starting lineups for tonight's contest.
First, for the visitors, the Lady Silver Streaks. Number four, a 5'8 junior, Kiera Kilgore. Number 12, a 5'6 senior, Capri Ferguson. Number 14, a 5'4 junior, Alexis Eggerson. Number 30, a 5'8 junior, Antonia Kessler. And number 34, a 5'9 junior, Soraya Boyd. The Lady Streaks are coached by Mr. Evan Massey. And now for your Lady Lions. Number one, a 5'6 junior, Nyasia Rutherford. Number five, a 5'4 junior, Danielle Ruffin. Number 10, a 6'1 senior, Denali Craig Edwards. Number 11, a 5'10 junior, Alea Guyton. And number 24, a 5'8 junior, Alana Jackson. The Lady Lions are coached by Mr. Michi Edwards.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. But it says nowhere on our uniforms Lady Streaks, and doesn't say Lady Lions anywhere. They're the Silver Streaks and the Lions. All right. Just about ready to get things underway here tonight. Just one of those pet peeves of mine.
Yeah, well, unfortunately,
that changed years ago.
Repeated occurrence. And the interesting thing is most of the time that we hear it the most is at the stronger team schools, as if they have to honor in some way that there's a separate team.
Yeah. Soraya Boyd in the center circle for the Streaks, 5'8", and Denali Craig Edwards for the Lions at 6'1". Tap one by Soraya, and Antonio Kissel has it, and the Streaks have a man-to-man defense by the Lions. Right wing it is Capri Ferguson to Kiera Kilgore down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Got off to a good start there. Good ball movement by the Streaks.
Now defense is going to be key here. You're going to have to help out on Guyton because she can get past just about everyone.
This is Edwards with the ball out high right side.
We're in man.
We're in a man. Okay, we're just sagging back. Underneath ball knocked away by Antonia Kissler, and the Streaks come away with a steal. Capri with it, gets to Kiera Kilgore. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Dribbles right, being guarded by
got to be careful
Ruffin.
There. She stumbled and lost the ball, but before that she pushed off. Kiera's got to be careful.
Denali Craig Edwards down the left side of the lane, tried to dump it down. It got knocked away, and they're able to recover, and this is Guyton with it on the left wing. Aaliyah Guyton brings it back out high near the center circle to the left, guarded by Alexis Edgerson. Dribbles right, kicks back out to Nyasha Rutherford, right wing for three, and it's Danielle Ruffin puts it up and in. So Ruffin with the three ball, and
Streaks are going to
turn it over for the second time. This time on the full court pressure. Ruffin again, right wing, fakes left, goes right, cut off by Kiera Kilgore. Good defense by Kiera. I don't think Ruffin's used to having somebody that tall guard her that can stay with her quickness wise. Craig Edwards goes out high left side to Rutherford. Rutherford back out to Guyton out high on the left side, working against Alexis Edgerson. 3-2 Peoria High. Nice dump off as Guyton dribbles down, draws the defender, dumps it off to a Denali Craig Edwards. She lays it up and in.
Streaks have got to rotate there. They've got to understand if Guyton's coming in the lane, she's either shooting or passing to Craig Edwards, so you got to be able to rotate.
Streaks break the three-quarter court pressure. Kiera down the right side lane, gets by the defender, travel with it though.
Yeah. Yep.
And she was going to say she got pushed, but took the extra step there. So Streaks have turned it over three times here. Trail 5-2, 6:08 to play first quarter.
Streaks have a bucket and then three turnovers on their four possessions.
So it'll be Aaliyah Guyton to trigger across midcourt. Hands off to Rutherford. Left wing it goes to Jackson. Now Denali Craig Edwards out high on the left side. Pulls it back out. Picks up, looks for help.
Push off. In front of the official.
Yeah, didn't call. She pushed Antonia Kissler away from her right in front of the official. Now goes back to Rutherford out high on the left side. Rutherford penetrates. Cut off again by Kiera. Kiera nearly gets the steal. Rutherford gets it back, though. Now Craig Edwards with it out high left side. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 5-2.
Well, this is where the advocates for the shot clock start chiming in.
Right wing, three-pointer up, missed by Jackson. Rebound knocked away, and it's going to be a foul on Denali Craig Edwards. As Kara had her hands on it, Craig Edwards got her across the arm. That's a first foul on the basketball game. So they'll pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Antonia Kistler to inbound. And then it comes to Capri Ferguson.
She traveled
with it and got by. Now she'll bring it down and beats the defense. Gets to Soraya Boyd, left baseline cut off.
Middle.
Looks for help. Gets it back out to Capri on the left side. She'll set the offense. To the right, gets to Soraya on the right wing, out high right side. Antonia Kistler out high left side. It's Capri Ferguson with it.
You're ready to shoot.
Alexis Edgerson for three. Off the mark, rebound, Antonia Kistler. Kicks back out to Alexis Edgerson. Thought about the three, kicks back out now to Capri. She'll reset the offense with under five to play. Alexis didn't pull the trigger the second time because Denali Craig Edwards was jumping out at her. Now a five call. Nope, Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. As Capri couldn't get rid of the ball, Coach Massey calls the 30, and we want to thank Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games and hopefully all the way to Redbird Arena and State Farm Center for the boys. And tonight, driving a really, really nice Nissan Murano Platinum Edition. This is out of their rental fleet. Yes, they have a whole rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan. So if you're looking, you need a vehicle for any reason, or you maybe got friends coming in town that need a vehicle to get around in, or maybe you're having yours worked on, hey, they got a full fleet. Yeah, just about any size car you're looking for, you can check out their rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan. Also, check out the new Nissans. You know, one of the great things, they've got a great number of them in stock right now. And as always, Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Oh.
Ball knocked away, and
I don't think that ever went out of bounds.
I don't think it did. They're going to say Kiera picked
that was a. He presumed it was going to because it looked like it was going to, but it actually bounced up straight into Kiera's hands before it did.
So that is four streak turnovers now with 4:47 to play in the first quarter, trailing 5-2. Aaliyah Guyton with it out high right side. Left side it goes to Nyasha Rutherford. She'll penetrate.
Travel.
Splits the defenders on the travel, lays it up and in.
I mean, just be consistent.
It's easy to score when you can get between them like that without a dribble. Now Kiera has it and loses a handle on it, gets knocked into the backcourt, and coming away with it is Aaliyah Guyton. Five streak turnovers. Guyton out high on the left side. Crosses over down the left side. Good
push
defense
off
by Alexis Edgerson. Guyton pushes off, puts a shot up and in. Couldn't have done any more than she did defensively there.
Well, and Guyton created space by pushing off.
Now the Streaks turn it over again, trying to go too fast against the full court pressure. They handled it well the first couple of times, but the last couple of times they've been too tough. Now the Streaks call a full timeout. 4:09 to play in the first quarter. It is Peoria High 9, Galesburg 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith there, Gibson back at Richwood High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Peoria High Lions 9-2. Kiera Gilbert with a steal out of the timeout, then gets fouled by Danielle Ruffin.
Ruffin, yeah.
That'll be the second team foul on Peoria High. So 9-2, Streaks got the first basket of the game off the opening tip. And or I guess it was the first play down, and got a nice backdoor to Kiera. So they led 2-0, but it's been all Peoria High since. Streaks with six turnovers in the game. Kiera has it right wing.
The Streaks have just let themselves get sped up, and you can't. Yeah. We talked about it. You got to play your game, and Streaks are just getting sped up right now. They just need to slow down and realize it's the first quarter.
Now down goes on the left block. Oh, and Soraya got called for the travel. Got bumped with a hip, and I think that's what caused the travel. So that's seven turnovers on the Streaks.
You know, and we talked about the basketball IQ time at the top, and it's kind of showing out right now because Peoria's getting away with all the little things, whether it be the bumps, the travel through the double team down here, and Guyton going up and pushing off to create space over Alexis to make that bucket.
So the Streaks trail 9-2, 3:25 to play first quarter out high right side. This is Rutherford to Ruffin left wing. Long three-pointer is short. Nice block out by Juniper Schwartzman, who checks in. She's got the rebound. Gives to Capri Ferguson. Capri across midcourt right side. And that's exactly what Coach Lexi Daniels talked about in the pregame. We can't let them hurry us up. And that's right. What we've been letting them do the last few times down. Now it's Kiera Kilgore, top of the key. Fakes, drives down. Little runner from straight on. Up off the glass, in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Rutherford for Peoria High. Now it's Guyton. Left wing, Craig Edwards. Now it's Ruffin with it to Rutherford between the circles. 2:50 to play. Denali Craig Edwards, a long three left side, up and good.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think you got to live with that shot from her because of her size. You don't want her getting a bunch of buckets inside. So if she's going to hit that three from a couple feet behind, you just got to let it happen.
Oh, nice job by Alexis Edgerson. Drove down and got the pass off to Juniper Schwartzman, but good, quick defense.
Oh, wow.
Guyton. Now she gets called for a foul. She can't believe it. I can't either, honestly. I don't know if that's a makeup coach at Massey's been in that guy's ear or what, but Aaliyah Guyton got called for her first foul. So third team foul, one on her and one on Denali Craig Edwards. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, of the contact we've seen, I mean, the last time down we saw Craig Edwards just straight up push Soraya, or two times ago, I guess.
Kiera with it out high on the left side, gives to Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Capri Ferguson. Back to Kiera, top of the key, fakes the long three, penetrates and nearly had it stolen away, gets it back. Got it to Alexis Edgerton, and her pass is stolen away. Oh, now travels. Good job by Alexis Edgerton, and kind of held her ground there after the ball was stolen away by Rutherford. She kind of lost her footing and got called for the travel, so the Streaks are going to get it back. I don't know if there's contact there or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll take it, obviously. Three turnovers now for Peoria High, eight for the Streaks.
Lots of twos, 2:12 to play. 12-2 is the lead for Peoria High. Inbound comes to
Capri.
Oh, you got
to be ready
Ferguson.
To shoot, Capri.
Yep. Didn't pull the trigger on it. Picked up, gets to Soraya at the free throw line. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Rutherford. Now this is Guyton down the middle. Kicks to the left baseline to Ruffin. She'll fire the three. I got another one.
Well, Tom, you got to take the first open. You look good open look you get. Streaks are passing those up. And then we get in these situations, and that's going to be the second foul on Ruffin. She reached in on Capri.
We'll take that. Yeah, that was an obvious. I don't think he could have gone without calling that one because she got more arm the ball, did knock the ball away. But
well,
I think it's more.
And she tried to do the step through, but one if you do the step through, you got to go all the way through. You can't step through and then stop in front of the ball handler.
She's replaced by Serena Winters. Now backdoor to Alexis Edgerton, up and in on the pass from Kiera Kilgore. Great play out of the off the foul, and it's 15-4. Peoria High lead. Serena Winters, 5'5 senior, replaces Ruffin. And Winters, pass stolen away by Kiera Kilgore, lost a handle on it, able to pick it up on the right wing, now fakes. That should have been a double
dribble.
Yeah,
it should have.
And she puts it up, right side, can't hit, but she gets fouled. Yeah, she dribbled it coming down
right,
and lost the dribble, then picked it up and took the dribble back again.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how she got the dribble twice there, but beneficial to the streak, so we'll take it. Kiera now has to hit free throws. That's the other thing. This team struggled from the free throw line on and off all season. This has got to be one of your better games.
Who'd they call that foul on? Kiera hits it first.
Looks like 11. No, that's Guyton. One. Yeah, Rutherford.
Okay. So now Asher Rutherford with her first foul. In for Peoria High is Trinity Childs, 5'9 senior, as she replaces, who is that? That's Nyasha Rutherford. And the second shot up and good by Kiera. She's got four. It's now 15-6. Peoria's lead. Craig Edwards, a long three from the right side, missed it and fell down.
There
was no contact. Yeah. Rebound by Juniper Schwartzman, got swarmed, but able to get it off to Capri Ferguson. Capri knocked away by Guyton, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
I actually thought that Capri touched that last because after it got knocked away, it looked like she pushed it.
Yeah, because the ball, because the momentum, the ball kept coming this way. Kiera inbounds into the backcourt to Capri. In the center circle, brings it across, working against Guyton, now gives to Juniper Schwartzman. Left wing, Alexis Edgerton bounces down to Soraya Boyd. Oh, nice bounce pass to Kiera Kilgore down the right side, can't hit the shot, gets her own rebound up off the glass and in. Six for Kiera, and it's 15-8 with a minute to play here in the first quarter. Guyton
travel.
Drives down, and then they're going to, all the Streaks fans are calling a travel. Everybody in the place but the official called a travel. He called a foul on Alexis Edgerton. That's her first. In fact, that's the first team foul on the Streaks.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, it looked like it sure looked like Alexis had all ball, and then the ball just kind of hung up on Guyton's hands while she jumped up.
So Aaliyah Guyton at the free throw, or excuse me, Shola inbound from the right baseline as Ruffin comes back in, as does Rutherford.
Watch the flip over the top to Craig Edwards. I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to run some kind of pick play to get her just over the top of the rim.
Can't turn your back, but that's the situation right now. Nope, she goes back
out.
Wow. They throw it out high to Ruffin, surprisingly. And she's got it top of the key, dribbles right. Kicks back out to Craig Edwards. Bounces left side to Aaliyah Guyton. Guyton penetrates, a little short one in the paint, up and good. Nice soft touch, Aaliyah Guyton, her second basket. And it's 17-8 with 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Antonia Kissler back in, bounces for Soraya Boyd. Now to Capri Ferguson, right wing, drives
well, contact.
Up and in, and a foul is going to be called on Trinity Childs. Basket up and in, an and one opportunity for Capri Ferguson.
They gave that bucket to Peoria.
Yeah, they did. Now they've got a 19-8. Should be,
there we
go.
17, should be 17-10.
Yep.
And then.
Yep, there we go. 17-10. Now they got it right. So that brings Childs out of the game, and back in is Jackson for Peoria High. So Capri Ferguson at the free throw line puts it up and got it. Completes a three-point play, and it's 17-11 with 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Now they're in the 1-3-1. Streaks are in the 1-3-1.
Guyton right at the center circle, directing some traffic, trying to figure out the Streaks defense. Bounces right wing to Craig Edwards, back to Guyton. She'll penetrate to the free throw line, gets to Jackson, brings it back out with 15 to play. They're also probably running the clock here too. Now wanting to pick set up for Guyton on the dribble. Out left side, it goes to Jackson with 8 seconds to play. Now Guyton right at the center circle with 5. Now gets picked, doesn't really use it, goes right and swings it over to Jackson. Left wing, fires a long 3, missed it at the buzzer. One quarter of basketball in the books. It is the sectional semifinal between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Peoria High Lions. It's Peoria High 17, Galesburg 11. We'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master's techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Second quarter in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailed the third-ranked Peoria High Lions 17-11. Now Meredith, Eric Gibson here from Richwood High School sectional semifinal. The winner moves on to the Thursday night championship against the Washington Panthers. They defeated Geneseo 58-41 in the first game here tonight. Peoria High basketball to start the second quarter. Denali Craig Edwards will inbound to Aaliyah Guyton, and she'll trigger against the Streaks. They've gone back to the man-to-man.
Coach Massey has to be happy with the response here. The Streaks are down 15-2 and then finish the quarter on 9-2 run. You got to be happy with the resiliency of your team, but they've got to continue to claw away now.
Guyton's got it in the left corner, working against Alexis Edgerton. Gets a pick, pulls back out, gives right wing to Ruffin. She'll fire a wide open long 3, missed it.
Got a rebound.
But Jackson,
travel.
Rebound. Oh. Yep, drug the pivot foot back to Ruffin, top of the key. She'll step back. Now she's going to bring it to the right wing, working against Kiara Kilgore. Ruffin now out right of the center circle with 7:26 to play in the half. Gives to Guyton out high left side. Guyton looking to get it inside. Good defense, though, by Soraya Boyd, getting around in front of Denali Craig Edwards, who now has it out high on the left side. Left wing, it goes to Jackson. Jackson goes baseline. Gets underneath the basket. Foul's going to be called on Antonia Kissler. Couldn't quite get there to cut her off. Antonia gets called for the foul.
Well, if you're Antonia there, you kind of just want to let her take that shot because you knew she was going to try to wrap back from the baseline back straight up to the basket. I think you let her take that shot because she was too far under the basket to get that one to fall.
Alana Jackson to the free throw line. First free throw attempts tonight for Peoria High. Missed the first. 7:09 to play first half. It is Peoria 17, Galesburg 11. Again, they come in with a record of 26-3, only ranked number 3 in the state of Illinois. The losses to Notre Dame, O'Fallon, and Lincoln this year. Second shot up and good for Alana Jackson. Make it 18-11. Full court pressure again. Kiara Kilgore in the backcourt. to Alexis Edgerton and gets across Capri Ferguson.
Oh, look, look.
Numbers bounces for Soraya. Left side up off the glass. Too strong.
Too fast.
Yep.
You've got to take your time, Soraya, if you're Soraya there. Just like in every other game. If they block your shot, they block it.
Now Jackson drives in. Misses shot. Kiera Kilgore with a rebound. Kiera bounces for Soraya. Left side. She traveled. They didn't call it. Back out to Antonia Kistler now, but they missed one on the other
right.
issue with Jackson. So they're definitely missing the travels here tonight. Capri with it on the right wing.
No.
Back door to Soraya. Lost the handle on. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over for the eighth time.
Yeah, no, tenth time.
Tenth time, I'm sorry.
I just don't like that look, Tom. I understand they thought they had the back door, but there were four players in the lane. Even if Soraya catches that cleanly, which she didn't, she was going to have a heck of a time trying to get that one up and in.
So the Streaks turn it over. 6.5 minutes play, first half, trailing 18-11. Aaliyah Guyton on the dribble, right side, down the right side of the lane. Gets double-teamed, helped by Kiera Kilgore.
Should be streak ball.
Yeah, should be. Yes, it is. Great job by Kiera on the defense, helping out on Guyton.
Slow acknowledgement by the official. He kind of looked and thought about it for a minute, but it was clear she was trying to tap it in, and the offensive player was trying to tap it away.
High post right side. It goes to Soraya Boyd, back out to Capri Ferguson in the center circle. Capri picks up to Kiera. Now it's Alexis Edgerton back to Kiera, left wing. Thought about the three, drives baseline, kicks it down to Capri. She'll penetrate, a little runner, gets blocked, and a lot of contact there from Craig Edwards. Now back the other way. A roughing on the run and misses the easy two. Rebounding is Alexis Edgerton for the Streaks. Good hustle by Alexis to get back to Elise Botherer on the layup. Now Capri picks up. She's picking up way too high, and now she did not go over and back.
I think her foot was on the line.
Okay, I thought it looked like she got pushed going that way.
Well, I'm not going to say that didn't happen, okay. But it definitely looked like that her foot wasn't completely on this side of the front court.
So Capri making the pass. Alexis Edgerton going toward the center court line. Her momentum was going that way. The pass was that direction. They said she stepped in the backcourt, so the Streaks turned it over for the 11th time now. Now down the left side of the lane, Jackson might have been partially blocked by Antonia Kistler. Antonia with a rebound. Here comes Capri Ferguson. Picks up, gets to Antonia between the circles, dribbles left, bounces for Alexis Edgerton, left wing. Alexis, dangerous pass, got it to Kiera. Right
that'd
baseline
be
to Capri.
Capri.
Inside, overthrew Antonia, and we're going to have a tie-up in the paint.
Streak ball.
And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Well, Capri's not looking for a three-point shot, Tom. And again, this defense is too tough. You've got to take the first open good look you get. You can't worry about, hey, maybe we'll get another one, because the more you pass the ball, this defense is just too good.
Now they fell asleep on the defense. Craig Edwards looking the other way, and Antonia Kisser wide open down on the right block, lays it up and in on the pass from Kiera. Make it 18-11.
13.
Or 13, I'm sorry, they just don't have it up on the board yet. 5 minutes to play first half.
If you watch Guyton, every time she makes a move on Alexis, she pushes off at the off arm.
She's got it now, picks up her dribble. Right wing, swings it to Ruffin. High post, right side, it goes to Craig Edwards. She drives in. She threw an elbow at Soraya.
And at the least three seconds.
How did you not see the
right.
way? I mean, she literally, it wasn't just a move like with her arm out. She literally threw the elbow at Soraya. I don't know how in the world they didn't see that. But the Streaks get it back on the turnover anyway. Is that five?
That's six for them.
Six on Peoria High. 4:38 to play in the half. Kiera with it, center circle, gives to Alexis Edgerton, right of the center circle, brings it back to the left, back to Kiera, left wing. Kiera drives baseline, tried to kick it back to Capri, got knocked out of bounds by Ruffin.
The other thing you got to do is you got to meet the ball, because this Peoria team's going to attack the ball when you pass it. You have to meet the basketball when it's passed to you.
So Kiera to inbound, far out on the left baseline with 4:28 to play in the half, into Juniper Schwartzman, out top of the key, it's Alexis Edgerton, right wing to Capri. High post right side. Kiera drives down. Nice spin move with left hand up off the glass. Missed to get their own rebound. Fakes up off the glass and in. What great perseverance by Kiera Kilgore there. Nice move the first time. Missed it. Got the rebound. And Craig Edwards didn't want to commit the foul the second time. And it's 18-15 with 4:05 to play here in the first half. Three-pointer from Jackson missed. And a rebound to Kiera. Now she's going to get tied up by Craig Edwards. I think Craig Edwards went over her back the first time. But possession arrow points toward Peoria High.
Well, somebody's got to get this street crowd up and loud. I mean, you've got to get every advantage you can get. You have the superior crowd here.
Oh, by far, yeah.
And you're not getting loud. I mean, this place is so quiet in between possessions. The Streaks get one good thing to go for them, and the crowd gets loud for about a minute, and then they're dead silent
just
again.
Just a little bit of chant of defense right before that play.
Well, this is where the dearth of students really hurts you.
Yeah. Now Guyton drives down the right side, partially blocked by Juniper Schwartzman, but the rebound run down that Capri tried to tie up rough, and she came away with it. Now Craig Edwards has it out between the circles. Denali Craig Edwards brings it back out, 3:39 to play in the half. It's 18-15. Peoria High with the lead. Now Ruffin penetrates. Stopped at the free throw line, 15-footer up, and banked it in from straight on. That's a tough shot. I don't know if she was trying to do it, but it was effective.
Yeah.
20-15 with 3:23 to play here in the half.
Ruffin with a bump on Juniper.
Left corner, Alexis Edgerson.
Swing it.
Picks up, gets back, nope. Alexis trying to throw it back to Kiara, threw it down at her feet and went out of bounds.
Yeah, we're seeing too many bad passes. You can't just, you got to throw good passes, especially when it's contested like that. Throwing it at people's feet isn't going to help you.
Yeah, and you're not getting a lot of chance to score either, so you got to take advantage of Canton. That's what, 12 turnovers?
13.
13 now on the streak.
Well, and the unfortunate thing was Capri was wide open on the other side of the floor, but nobody saw her.
Streaks back in the 1-3-1. Guyton fakes on the left baseline, drives in, kicks it back to Jackson, right wing. She fires a three, good.
Rutherford.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rutherford.
Well, Streaks have gotten it down to three. It's back up to 5-8 now.
So it's 23-15 with 2:39 to play. Juniper looking for some help. Bounces another low pass, and luckily
we're killing a lot of worms out there right now with these passes.
Capri with it, top of the
nice
key.
Pass.
Oh, nice look, back door to Soraya, got her across the arm. They're just going to call it out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back.
Yeah, the Streak faithful wanted a foul there.
But right there, you're right. That she just what foul block, whatever. You still got to take that up and take your chances.
Right.
And that's what she did that time. Antonia Kitzler back in, replacing Juniper Schwartzman, with 2:27 to play here in the half. 23-15 is the Peoria High lead. Kara to inbound for the right baseline. It comes to Antonia Kitzler, left baseline. She dribbles it back out. Look for help.
Oh, my gosh.
Bounces for Alexis Edgers at a high bounce. Now back to Antonia. Mid-post gets pushed out. Little kind of a baby hook from about 12 feet. Missed it. Quickly back the other way. Ruffin, and she lost it out of bounds on the pass from Guyton. Threw it a little bit too far. Now Juniper is going to check back in, and she'll replace
Antonia?
Yes, Antonia Kitzler. 2:23 to play in the half. It is 23-15 Peoria High. All right, Capri Ferguson walks it up. I've noticed she's been really picking the ball up.
Yes, way too high.
Yeah, up and just did it again, but able to get to Kiara that time. Swing it over to Alexis Edgerson, right wing, back to Capri between the circles. High post to Juniper Schwartzman, turned to try to go to the basket, lost it. Should have gotten called for travel, but instead gets a pass off to Soraya.
Oh, Soraya, you got to put that in.
Craig Edwards with a rebound. Great hustle by Juniper Schwartzman.
Yes.
From laying on her back, got the ball and got the pass off. Now Guyton in the paint, little five-footer up, bounces off, no good. And Juniper, a nice block out. And Streaks fans wanted a foul there of, who was that? 24 Jackson going over the back, didn't call it, but she knocked it out of bounds. Streaks will bring up the length of the court.
Well, Streaks definitely have had opportunities here in the first half, and they just aren't capitalizing. You got to find some buckets here.
1:44 to play in the half, 23-15.
And make layups.
Peoria High. Capri on the dribble, left side.
Another bad pass.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Streaks get saved by a jump ball. And
yep.
Capri's got the hand in the head, head in the hands again and can't do that. You just got to play on the next play.
The arrow pointing our direction, so Kiara will inbound from the near sideline down near the baseline. On the left side, inbound comes to Capri between the circle, dribbles right. Don't pick it up out there. Thank you. I thought she was going to pick it up in a trap. Now gets picked from Juniper. Now goes baseline, picks up, looks for some help, and swings it over to Kiara on the left wing. Kiara drives in, spins back to the left. Traveled. Yep. They're going to call it. Yeah. Trying to get that extra step.
Well, Ruffin. Nearly
to the basket after that one.
Yeah, Ruffin did a great job. She flashed over in front of her right when she was trying to make her move. So Kiara had no choice but to travel.
23-15, 1:20 to play first half. Guyton walks it up for the Lions. Carry.
Yeah.
They're never going to call it, though.
No, they aren't.
Now a good defense by Antonia Kitzler. Tried to do a pick and roll. Antonia dropped back with it and stole the ball away. Now Kiara has it on the right wing. Drives baseline, puts up a little five-footer. Yeah. No good. Rebound comes away to Craig Everett. Throws the elbow again.
She
didn't
does.
Hit anybody, but just throwing it with somebody in the general vicinity. She did it again.
Between her
obvious.
Throwing the elbow and Guyton pushing off every time she gets the ball and she wants to make a move.
Jackson on the dribble out high, working against Juniper Schwartzman. Now gets past her, drives in. Little five-footer up off the glass, missed it, but gets her own rebound.
Got a rebound.
Gets out to Ruffin on the wing. 40 seconds to play in the half. Now Guyton has it right in the center circle. And it looks like they'll hold on, try to go one-on-one and get an easy one. Now 30 to play. Guyton working against, well, he did start the count, then he stopped. Just because Alexa stood up, but she was still close enough. Now Guyton down the middle.
That should be a charge.
Baseline to Craig Edwards, three up and good, yep. Guyton ran through.
Juniper did a great job of holding her ground to take the charge, and they didn't call it.
26-15, 12 seconds to play. Capri looking for help. Trying to get into Kieran.
Picked up the ball again. 15 turnovers for the Streaks.
6 seconds to play. This is Guyton down the left side of the lane. Lost it. Good defense stolen away by Kiara. Now 3 seconds to play, or 3/10, and a ball, half-court shot from Capri off the glass and iron. No good. We have played one half of basketball. Streaks not out of it, but turned the ball over too many times. After one half, it is Peoria High 25 or 26. Galesburg 15. The Streaks get a nice hand from the crowd here.
Too bad we didn't hear this earlier.
Exactly. We should have heard some noise during the first half when they were making that comeback. Well, the Streaks trail 26 to, I wrote down 15. It's 16. It's 15. 26-15 at the half. Down by 11. We'll come back and run out our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
If you're ready to get your career in gear, we may have the opportunity you've been looking for. This is Sarah Yam. We have immediate openings for both experienced mechanics and those new to the automotive field. At Yam, we offer paid training through ASE, General Motors, and Chrysler with continued advancement and a profitable career. Pay is based on your experience with a great benefit package including health insurance and paid time off. Reach out today or learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
That's not promising.
Halftime, Streaks trail, the Peoria High Lions 26-15. They were outscored 17-11 in the first quarter and then 9-4 in the second quarter after nice little comeback from late in the first quarter to early in the second. But then Lions able to stretch the lead out a bit. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. First game tonight, the winner, the Washington Panthers, over the Geneseo Maple Leafs by a final of 58-41. So Washington moves on to the sectional championship game coming up on Friday night, and they will play the winner of this game. And, of course, Thursday night, the winner of that one will move on to the super sectional. That will be over at Pontiac coming up next Monday night. And then the winner of that will move on to the state tournament, Redbird Arena, and I believe the number one team that they'll get to see if they get there. Is that right? Is it Montini?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I can't remember if it's them or if it's Nazareth. I was thinking it was Nazareth out of LaGrange Park.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's well, that's why they play them. It's tough to get there and tough to win once you get there. Let's see. What do I have here? We'll move on. We'll play the winner. The winner of this sectional plays at the Super Sectional Pontiac against the winner of the Hillcrest Sectional from up in Country Club Hills. The winner of that would play the winner of the River Forest Concordia University Super Sectional. I know I looked ahead and I can't remember. I was thinking that was going to be possibly Nazareth, but who's been
that sounds right based on the area.
Out of LaGrange Park. So anyway, so the Streaks trail here 26 to 15, and really the story is the turnovers, and we're going to take a timeout and come back with our halftime stats, and we'll run down those numbers, scoring numbers. Not a whole lot of scoring, but the Streaks not out of it. I mean, you got honestly, with the number of turnovers and the number of shots we didn't take, you can't be too upset about being only down 11.
Right, and the other side of that, Tom, is you find a way to tighten some of this up, and maybe you can get it. Ideally, you're not looking to score 11 points in the first minute of the third quarter. You're looking to have this thing down within a manageable amount by the beginning of the fourth quarter. If you could get this down to 5 or 6 by the start of the fourth quarter, you've got to feel pretty good if you're the Streaks.
All right, Streaks trail 26-15 at the half. We'll come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Brett Wright with WGIL. The Galesburg Catholic community invites you to their married couples' date nights at Cherry Street Brewing Company. Explore the ups and downs that come with every marriage. Whether you've been married for 6 years or 60, you'll benefit from date nights. These are free and open to all faiths. For more details on this and other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Dillon's Appliance Service, selling and servicing used appliances in Knox County and the surrounding area with competitive rates at all major appliance brands. Contact them at 343-0476. Chance of showers overnight, a low of 36. Showers, a possibility of thunderstorm tomorrow with a high of 44. Chance for more showers tomorrow night. Thursday, mostly sunny and windy with a temperature falling to the low 30s by late afternoon. It's 37 at WGIL. The spotters are out looking for the WGIL button. Be sure you're wearing yours, like Kevin Hurd of Galesburg, who won $65 when he was spotted. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks Trail, the Peoria High Lions, 26-15. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along here tonight at Richwoods High School. Winner moves on to play the Washington Panthers on Thursday night. They defeated Geneseo 58-41. Our halftime stats are brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Not a whole lot of scoring. Streaks led by Kira Kilgore with 8 points on 3 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 3 for Capri Ferguson on the basket, a free throw. 2 apiece for Alexis Edgerton and Antonia Kistler, each on a basket. The Streaks 3 for 3 from the line, no three-pointers. For Peoria High, 8 points for Danielle Ruffin, a couple of threes and a 2. 8 for Denali Craig Edwards on a couple of threes and a 2. 4 for Aaliyah Guyton on a couple of 2s. And 5 for Niasha Rutherford on a 3 and a 2. Turnovers, a big story, though, for the Streaks.
Yeah, 15 turnovers for the Streaks, 9 for Peoria High. Streaks did out-rebound them 12-9, 4-3 on the offensive boards. Peoria is 10 of 22 from the field, 5 of 11 from both two-point range and three-point range. Streaks, on the other hand, just 6 of 17 from the field, 0 of 2 from downtown. It's never a good sign when you have nearly as many shots as you do turnovers, Tom, and that's kind of the big story here, and they have as many points as they do turnovers.
All right, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2082 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games. Tonight, driving a really nice vehicle out of their rental fleet, they've got a rental fleet of just about any size vehicle you want, any of the wonderful Nissan vehicles, mid-size SUV, very nice. This is the Nissan Murano. It's the Platinum Edition. This has got everything. I never have the power steering wheel, tilt wheel. It goes in and out and up and down, and wherever you set it, you get in, you shut the car off, and it goes up out of your way, and you start it, goes back to where you had it. Pretty cool thing. So you can check this out or any of the other beautiful rentals they have. But also, you want a new Murano, this is the place, Galesburg Nissan. They've got a whole bunch of brand-new cars on the lot, and all kind of different vehicles, trucks, SUVs, sedans. They've got what you're looking for. And, of course, as always, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and we thank them for providing our transportation. Well, of course, coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will be in Dunlap, and they will take on the top seed Rock Island Rocks at the regional there after their win Saturday over Geneseo in the play-in game. So good luck to the boys tomorrow night. Of course, Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you getting underway. And I think that was that the early one. I think it's 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock tip tomorrow night. All right, Peoria High with the basketball to start the second half, leading 26-15. Ruffin will inbound. And the streaks look like they're going to come out. Are we coming out in a man or not? Let's see. See which way we go. They're making a guy tuck in her jersey.
Oh, for the first time all game? I mean, she's had it on.
Yeah.
The entire game. Why now are we worried about it?
All right. Guyton has the basketball. Streaks in the man-to-man. Right corner goes to Ruffin. She'll penetrate. Kicks back out.
Be ready to steal that ball, girls.
She threw it to nobody. And
Streaks weren't watching the ball.
Rutherford that got there for it. Now Jackson has it. Inside to Craig Edwards. Swings it right baseline to Rutherford. She missed the three. Rebound Soraya Boyd. Now it's Kiara Kilgore with it. Down court it goes to Alexis Edwards. Got knocked away. Alexis gets it back. Penetrates. Fires the 10-footer.
There
right
side
up and good. Alexis Edgerson with the basket. She's got four, and it's 26-17. Streaks trailing just underway here in the second half. Guyton on the dribble, left wing. Stops, fires a three, missed it.
Rebound.
And Alexis Edgerson gets in to take the rebound away. Alexis down midcourt, down the right side, picks it up, looks for help, gets to Antonia Kistler. Now it's Capri Ferguson out high on the left side in front of the Streaks bench. Top of the key, Kiara Kilgore. She'll fire the long three from straight on.
Ah.
Way off the mark, rebound to Alexis Edgerson. Tried to bounce for Soraya Boyd, stolen away though. 16 turnovers for the streak. Now Peoria High nearly turns away. Now Ruffin gets it back, left baseline, fires a three, missed it. And Craig Edwards for the rebound, came off long, through the elbow again, now kicks out, left baseline. Ruffin fires a wide open three, and that's good. For third of the game.
Can't let them have second chance opportunities.
So Danielle Ruffin with the three and make it 29-17. Antonia Kistler out high for the streaks.
Oh.
Nearly stolen away.
And now it is.
It. Now Ruffin has it. Down the right side, lays it up and in.
Right there, Antonia needs to understand where the defense is at. She has tried to flip it over the top of the defense, and they're too athletic. They're going to get off the floor. You got to shot pass fake and go pass fake low, go high, or vice versa.
Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. It's now 31-17, Peoria High. Here with, well, I didn't see, now they've got, there's one of theirs where their clock has the clock counting down for the timeout, showing how much time, rather than how much time is left in the quarter. I'm guessing we're down to what, six-something? Or were we at five-something?
Yeah, no, six-something.
So 31-17 is a Peoria High lead here in the sectional semifinal. Streaks just, too many turnovers. Are up to 17 now in the ball game with 17 points.
Well, and the unfortunate thing, Tom, is you get that opening two, you have a chance to make another one, and all of a sudden this game starts to turn, but then you give up offensive rebound three, and then you turn it over, and they get a run out two.
Capri across midcourt, left side to Kiara. She's got it in front of the Streaks bench. On the dribble near midcourt. Bounces for Soraya between the circles. Out high right side, Capri Ferguson. Capri puts on the floor, picks up. Now Kiara, high post right side, down the right side lane. Splits the defenders up off the glass and in. That was quite a move. 10 for Kiara, and it's 31-19.
And that was a good possession, Tom.
Yeah.
They took their time. They worked their offense.
Now quickly back the other way, down the right side lane. Rutherford puts it up and in. She's got seven in the game, and it's 33-19.
That's a tough one because they get a quick bucket. It wasn't an easy bucket, but they got a quick bucket.
Kiara underneath. Nice look to Antonia Kistler. Got behind Guyton and lays it up and in. Antonia's second basket. Great feed from Kara Kilgore, and it's 33-21, but we got to get some stops.
Guyton with a layup.
Guyton got three on the right side, lays it up and in. She's got six, and it's 35-21. So it's nice we're getting some baskets, but we got to get some stops too.
Right, and right there she did had a nice basket cut, got the ball, and took it in for an easy layup uncontested.
Capri, right wing, out high to Alexis Edgerson. Alexis on the dribble. Down the left baseline to Soraya, leans in against Craig Edwards, and she might have gotten a piece of it, but it was, the shot was missed anyway. Quickly back the other way, Guyton up off the glass and in.
Well, you can't let her run it out. And this game is quickly going the wrong direction here if the Streaks keep giving up buckets every time they get the ball in a run out.
37-21, now a push called on Guyton. That's her second foul.
You know, what I think kind of frazzled them in the first half, Tom, was when the fouls started piling up quickly. So maybe the Streaks can get some fouls called on them and they'll get off their game again.
4:49 to play here in the third. Streaks trail 37-21. Kara with the basketball. Out high left side, gives to Bree Ferguson, picks it up out high, looking for help. Now finally gets it to Soraya.
Stepped out of bounds.
And that's, you know, you don't have, that's not one of your ball handlers out
right
there.
Right, and you're pinning her up against the sideline. Yeah. Capri has got to quit picking up the basketball so quick. She took one dribble there and picked it up, and you're just putting yourself, your team, in a bad situation because Peoria puts the screws down then and gets it into everybody's shorts. And
the thing is, she's nervous, but in handling the ball, she's done fine when she has right handled it against him. Top of the key. Jackson fakes the three. Kicks to Rutherford on the left baseline. Pulls it back out. Now left baseline to Craig Edwards. Fires a three. Good. She's got a nice touch. That's her third of the game. She's got 12. Make it 40-21 now. Peoria high. 4:10 to play here in the third.
Oh, jeez. Another turnover and a run out to Guyton.
Left side lays it up and in. Getting out of hand here.
Yep. They doubled the streaks up now at 42-21.
With under four to play, and Coach Massey calls the timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 42-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing, and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Out of the timeout, the Streaks turn it over for the 20th time. Ruffin misses the shot left baseline, but a tie-up on the rebound. Antonia Kistler and Craig Edwards, and it goes back to the Streaks.
And they're going to come out with the full-court press. I guess Meachie's going to try to put this one away now.
Lily Clark within the backcourt, gets it across and stepped on the sideline. 21 turnovers and 21 points.
Yeah, and Lily's going to try to guard Aaliyah Guyton. I don't know that she has got the lateral quickness to stay in front of her, but we'll see.
Well, Guyton's not going to test her yet. Gives way to Rutherford. Right wing, it goes to Ruffin. 3.5 to play in the third quarter, 42-21.
If I were coach, I'd be tempted to go back to that 1-3-1. Yeah. It seemed to bother him at least a little bit for
Guyton
a short
traveled,
period of time.
Then drives inside, misses the 14-footer, rebound tapped out, and Ruffin comes away.
Gotta grab the ball.
Back to Craig Edwards, passes over the left baseline to Jackson. She'll fire the three, missed it. Rebound, Kara Kilgore. 3:11 to play in the third. Kara brings it across. Now down the right side of the lane, lays and gets hammered.
We're gonna
from
get
behind
a foul
by
from
Jackson.
Jackson, yeah.
I mean, nothing else Kiara could do there. She came down and saw the she brought it up herself and saw
right
the opening there, and that I would have done the same thing probably there.
Defense just split on her, and you just got to keep pushing it until they stop you.
Kiara with 10 in the ball game goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. Uses all the rim, puts it through. 11, and it's a 20-point lead now, 42-22. Soraya Boyd back in for the Streaks.
Well, we talked about at halftime getting this thing down to about 5 or 6 going into the fourth. I think you'd settle with 10 or 12 at this point to have any shot. You just want some momentum going into the fourth quarter.
Second shot up and good for Kiara Kilgore.
The problem is this team is built to run stall offense.
So right baseline, roughing with it.
They get the opportunity, they're just going to spread us out and just try to dribble, and they're going to dribble by us.
Guyton top of the key, down the right side lane. Oh, nice look, but lost the handle on it and missed the shot. That was Childs, but gets her own rebound. Now Ruffin for three, left baseline. There's another.
Well, she's hit four threes, and I don't think three of them, I don't think we had anybody in the zip code.
She's got 17. Quickly back the other way. Kiara down the left block and gets draws a foul again. And it was it Childs or was it from behind that time? Might have been Winters. Who'd they call?
Winters.
They call Winters. Serena Winters. So Kiara Kilgore back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's got 12 in the ball game. First one is up and good. 45-24. Alexis Edgerton back in replacing Lily Clark. Also Addie McLaughlin in. Juniper Schwartzman, Soraya Boyd. Second shot, no good, but a rebound offense by Juniper Schwartzman gets knocked to the floor. Craig Edwards comes with a long down court pass to Rutherford, lays it up with the right hand on the left side and up and in on the run out. And it's 47-24, 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third. Kiara drives in, kicks out to Alexis Edgerton, three right wing, oh, too strong, right on target, rebound tapped out, Alexis has it. Right wing, it goes to Kiara, she'll fire the three, good, Kiara Kilgore with a three ball. Streaks first three of the game, and it's 47-27. 2 minutes to play third quarter.
Well, I know you're down by 20, but this crowd is silent again, Tom. And for them to turn this around, you need some energy here from the Streak faithful.
Ruffin on the dribble, top of the key, goes behind the back, and then alley-oop over the top to Guyton, and she's going to pull it back out. Now to Ruffin running
travel
down the side. And took an extra step, laid it up.
She didn't even put the ball on the ground. She picked it up from above the free throw line.
Yeah. And the ball went off of Craig Edwards last.
Jeez.
And it'll go back to the Streaks. Yeah, that was. She's only, what, 5'5"?
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't have a long leg.
She doesn't
like
have
Giannis
strides there.
Alexis Edgerton in the center circle, out high left side. Addie McLaughlin to Kiara Kilgore, high post left side, pulls up a little 10-footer off
and
the glass
one.
And in, and the foul goes against Childs this time. So the chance at the end one for Kiara, and now it's 47-29 with 1:23 to play. Just chip away.
Yeah, Kiara's trying to put this team on her back. And
so Kiara at the free throw line with one shot, it is up and good. And now quickly back in, he's got Jackson and Rutherford coming back in, replacing Winters and Childs. So the starting five back out there for the Lions. Streaks back in the 1-3-1 zone. Guyton will trigger.
I like this, though. I think you have to keep changing it up on him.
Because it does confuse him each time you do it. Now Guyton's trying to figure out what to do. I don't know why the five count wasn't being made there. Craig Edwards wide open out of the basket.
Oh
missed
geez.
The shot. Jackson
missed
a shot, got her own rebound, kicks out to Rutherford, three-pointer on the right, left baseline, no good, but Ruffin, the shortest player on the court, gets a rebound. Now to Guyton for three, top of the key, good.
You just can't.
13 for Guyton, 49 seconds to play, 50-30, and now a steal by Ruffin. 50-30, the Peoria High lead. Guyton, another long three out high this time, another one, two in a row for Aaliyah Guyton.
That's the problem. I mean, you put some pressure on him, and Guyton can do that to you.
Addie McLaughlin gets to try a boy down on the right block.
Craig Edwards all over her.
Kicks out to Alexis Edgerton. She picks up on the baseline. She pushes off to get Edwards off of her. Now Alexis penetrates, kicks it over to Kiara on the left baseline. She'll fire the three short. Rebound Alexis Edgerton. Great job by Alexis getting in there for the offensive rebound. 9 to play now. Now with 7, Addie McLaughlin out near midcourt with 5. Now Alexis Edgerton, right wing, and lost a handle on it. Ruffin has a three-quarter court shot. Is short. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Peoria High Lions in control. They lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 53-30. We'll come back with our final 8 minutes next You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Peoria High basketball to start the fourth quarter. They lead 53-30 over the Galesburg Silver Streaks here in the sectional semifinal. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson from Richwood High School. Garrett Kogel with 19. Outscored everybody for Peoria High so far as Ruffin fires another three from the left baseline, missing, but Craig Edwards with a rebound. But the difference is 18 for Ruffin, 11 for Craig Edwards, and Guyton with 16. Another missed shot on the baseline, and now a foul on the rebound.
Oh, a jump ball.
Wow. And it streaks the ball as Juniper Schwarzman do a nice job fighting for the rebounds in there. Antonia Kissler set to check back in and she'll replace Juniper Schwarzman. 7:40 to play in the ball game. It's 53-30 Peoria High.
Coach Mance is still going with Addie McLaughlin running the point here. Capri's seeing some extended time on the bench, but she was being run ragged while she was in there, so probably pretty gassed.
Kara's got a high left side, picks up. High post goes to Antonia Kissler. Antonia gives to Addie, top of the key, right wing, Alexis Edgerson. Alexis dribbles left. Now Addie McLaughlin out high on the right side, out near midcourt. Bounces to Soraya Boyd on the right wing. Now Kiera between the circles. Addie McLaughlin left wing.
Ready to shoot the ball.
The trigger. A nice backdoor pass to Soraya. Missed the shot, but a foul on Denali Craig Edwards.
That really her first?
Second.
Oh, second. Second.
Yeah. Yeah, she got one, two. I think hers was the very first foul called on them. So Soraya missed the shot, though, put up in it. But I agree with you. Addie should have taken that shot. She had the opportunity, but was a good pass, though, inside to Soraya Boyd. She goes to the free throw line with two shots. Has not scored in the game. And missed the free throw. 7:14 to play. Ruffin gets a break as it's Lana Jackson checks back in to replace her. Second shot for Soraya Boyd with 7:14 to play. Puts it up, rolls off, no good. Rebound kept alive by Kiera, but Rutherford comes away with it. Now Guyton's got it. Out high on the left side. Crosses over, gets picked from Craig Edwards, picks up at the free throw line, back out it goes to Rutherford. Down the left side lane, crosses over, up off the glass and in. Lana Jackson, that's her first basket. Or, I'm sorry, that was Rutherford.
Rutherford, yeah.
Rutherford with nine, and it's 55-30, 6:50 to play. Addie McLaughlin, right wing. Puts it on the floor, being pushed, no call. Now gets to Soraya down the left block, goes in.
Oh, she got fouled. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I was going to say, I could hear the slap up here.
Soraya's going to go back to the free throw line, and is it on, is it Rutherford, I think? Yep, Rutherford gets the call.
For those of you that are curious, the officials in this game, Brad Gooding, Brian Sullivan, and Jay Bazzari, are either all teachers or administrators at various high schools in the area.
Yep.
And, it's from my official guru who keeps me up to date on who we have for every one of our games.
Second shot missed by Soraya, so she's still yet to score the game. Guyton with it, right wing, goes baseline. Good defense by
Edison. And, that should have actually been off of Guyton.
Yeah, I think so.
Because what happened was she tried to reach the ball out and around, and Alexis actually pushed that ball back off of Guyton, but
goes back to the Lions. Guyton will inbound from the right baseline. 6:35 to play in the ball game now.
What, we got some pushing and shoving between Craig Edwards and Soraya, I think.
And he's talking to Soraya, really? Everything Craig Edwards has done, all the elbows she's throwing. Wow. Now Coach Massey's calling a timeout. He went.
And now Coach Massey's saying, you can't tell my defender
exactly
that she can't be by her
exactly
assignment.
Yeah, he's telling her to move away from her, to not guard her. He made her step away. And you've had
he was allowing them to set up a screen. You can't let them set up a screen like that.
Wow, this is that.
I've never seen an official do that before.
Yeah, that's.
And this is Michi's timeout, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's full timeout. Well, Coach was calling it. Coach Massey called it, so now they're saying it's a full timeout over there.
They took it off our line, okay. So maybe it was our timeout, but he pointed the other way.
Yeah, you can't tell us not to guard. Now he called a full timeout. Now they sent the players back on the floor already.
No, they just came on the floor. Michi set them back out.
That's what I mean.
Right. There's still 40 seconds left on the
timeout. I know. That's what I'm saying. We sent them back out already.
Well, now Michi's on the floor. This, you're not supposed to be out on the floor.
Yeah. All right. Well, 55-30 is the score. Peoria High with the lead. Yeah, you can't. And Craig Edwards has been throwing elbows all game. And, she can guard her the way she was guarding her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's ridiculous.
Well, what was going on was they were trying to squeeze Soraya out of there.
Yeah.
But Soraya's allowed space to defend.
All right. So now they got a different setup.
So they called that timeout on the streaks. That's the last timeout for the streaks.
Oh, they did. Okay. And the official point. That was confusing. This is Guyton with it, top of the key, dribbles right, bounces inside, knocked away by Capri Ferguson, but coming down with it was
Jackson.
Jackson, and then they're going to call a foul on Antonio Kistler going after the rebound.
Well, going after a loose ball.
That'll be the second on Antonio. That's going to put Alana Jackson at the free throw line with two shots. And the first one is good.
Two for three now for the line.
56-30, 6:23 to play in the ball game. Peoria High with a lead. Second for Alana Jackson is up and good as well.
Streaks getting perilously close to that running clock.
Yep.
Do they have it? I'm pretty sure they have it in postseason, too.
I think they do.
Yeah, I do, too.
Ooh, now Soraya just traveled and then turned it over
Capri.
Anyway. Capri, I'm sorry. Drugged the pivot foot. They didn't see that, but she
threw it wide.
How many is that?
That's 25 turnovers for the Streaks.
Ouch.
Mind you, 30 points.
This is Guyton, free throw line, pulls it back out, top of the key, 6:06 to play. Now picks up.
Craig Edwards has been in the lane the entire possession.
Yeah.
Finally comes out.
Back in again. Now steps out. They get it into her down the left block, spins with a baby right hook. Missed it, but got her own rebound up off the glass. Missed again, tipped it up, missed again. Rebound this time, Antonia Kistler. Actually, a good defense by Soraya, at least on the first move there before she got the rebound. Now Kiera's got it left wing, 5:42 to play. Kiera Kilgore, top of the key on the dribble. Picks up.
Somebody's got to come to the ball. Alexis is open.
Alexis Edgerson left baseline for three, short. Rebound, Antonia Kistler. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
If you're going to call that, you haven't called it all game long.
See, there was barely any contact going after the loose ball. Who was it? Jackson had it, and it didn't affect the play at all.
No.
She pulled the ball away. That's three on Antonia. Ruffin checking back in for Peoria High. And she replaces Winters. Pizza slices for a dollar. At this point, they should be free, shouldn't they?
Right.
So the PA person say that. 5:26 to play, 57-30, Peoria lead. Now Craig Edwards gets free down the right side lane. Missed the shot, though, and Soraya Boyd with a rebound.
I feel like they're trying to pad her stats at this point.
Yeah. I'm glad she missed that being the case. And the Streaks nearly turn it over. Ball got tapped away by Rutherford. Going to go back to the Streaks in front of their own bench. Kiera to inbound. 5:11 to play. 57-30 is the Peoria High lead. Here Kilgore with it. Left wing on the dribble. Kicks it out to Alexis Edgerson. Right wing Capri Ferguson. Capri drives baseline. Looks for help. Back out to Alexis between the circles. Now Kiera left wing. Fires a long three-pointer. Yep. Way short on that one. And the ball falls out of bounds. Probably a little bit out of range there. But
Yeah. It's just one of those times I think she's just trying to do anything she can. And
All right, 4:52 to play. Peoria High with the ball. Guyton brings it across right of the center circle. Gives to Jackson now. Ruffin with it out high on the left side. Now looks like they're going to run some clock or look for an easy one. Jackson with it. Hands off to Rutherford, top of the key. Steps back, picks up. Now to Guyton out high on the right side.
They're really trying to get the ball into Craig Edwards.
And they get it down the right block and a double dribble call. I didn't see it.
I couldn't see it either. We were blocked. Just to give you an idea how the second half has gone, the Streaks were down 26-15 at halftime. They got outscored 27-15 in the third quarter.
Coach Massey brings Chloe May in to replace Capri Ferguson. Kayla Pendergast in to replace Kiara Kilgore. 4:25 to play. So Coach pulling some of the starters.
The problem is Michi's only got a five-player bench, and he doesn't have a bunch of young girls on it, so he's going to keep his starters in there. And
Addison Peck in as well. Chloe May threw it away. Craig Edwards comes down with it. Now Guyton on the run. Right side, lays it up and in.
You know, I was the kind of player that you get a run out like that, I'm doing everything I can to try to block that shot.
Yeah. Yep.
I get limited time. I'm flying down that floor, and you're not getting that layup.
Lily Clark with it. Left side, picks up. Tries to get Antonio knocked away. Chloe May comes up with it. Tried to get it down to Kayla Pendergast, overthrew her, so another Streaks turnover. Also checking in for the Streaks, Cora Johnson replaces Antonia Kistler.
Now Coach Edwards going to his bench.
Now they're sending them back. What's going on?
I'll
try to figure out who they're coming in for.
Well,
3:46 to play.
Michi, you have four players coming in. You have five players on the floor. Who's staying on the floor?
Looks like just Rutherford staying on for now. So 3:46 to play, 59-30 is a Peoria High lead.
Jackson,
if they score here, I guess we'll find out if it's continuous clock or not. I'm not sure, but I think
I think there is two, but I don't know if it's like round-based, like during regionals. But
all right, Peoria High with the basketball. This is Simone Jackson, 5'5", sophomore. Out left side it goes to, well, that's a 23 that I don't see on the roster. Oh, yeah, Kennedy Smith.
Yeah, remember they switched numbers.
That's right. Now Rutherford missed the shot. Oh, rebound by Addison
Caleb.
Peck. Or, no, that was Addison.
Yeah, oh, it is
the,
Addison.
That's the four rather than the two. Yep, and stepped on the end line, unfortunately.
Well, 28 turnovers now.
Hope no more and keep at least the 30 points, if not more, with 3:10 to play. Peoria High with the ball. They're going to, if they're working some clock, or just trying to figure out the Streaks defense here. They're unexperienced players here. Now penetration down the middle. There's a travel.
It's only the second turnover of the half for Peoria High. They're up to 11 now.
Under 3 minutes to play. Chloe May will trigger for the Streaks, the sophomore. Or freshman, excuse me, 5'2", just a freshman. Gets to Kayla Pendergast. Now that's Addison Peck. Now it's Cora Johnson with a backdoor to Kayla Pendergast. Right side, shot blocked. Going to go out of bounds back to the Streaks. Nice play there. Good pass, good vision by Cora Johnson to see Kayla Pendergast there. Might, you know, try to throw a fake up maybe next time if you get that.
I don't know. I think you just go strong and make them block your shot. You know, that's kind of what we talked about with Soraya earlier. She was speeding things up and not just taking it up. She's worried about getting her shot blocked. I think you just go up on that
Julia
one.
Julia Robinson gets
there
a pass into Cora Johnson on the inbound. She banks it up and in. So Cora with her first basket.
That's the first two for the Streaks in the quarter.
Wow. 59-32 with 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. This is Rutherford on the dribble in the center circle working against Julia Robinson. Gets it over to the right side to Winters. Now it's Rutherford. Stops and fires a three. Missed it. Rebound Cora Johnson for the Streaks. Bounces for Julia Robinson with 2:15 to play. She'll bring it across and set the offense. Lily Clark out high on the right side now.
Get Julia a three.
Addison Peck tried to get it down on the left block to Cora Johnson, knocked away, and Streaks will trigger from in front of their own bench. It'll be Kayla Pendergast to inbound with 2:06 to play. And it comes to Julia Robinson. She brings it out and sets the offense. To Addison Peck, now Kayla Pendergast on the left wing. Drives baseline, stops, fires a 17-footer, short. Rebound off the hands of Lily Clark, goes to the floor. And it comes away to Winters for Peoria High. Winters out high on the right side. She'll fire the three, in and out, no good. Cora Johnson with another rebound. Gives way to Julia Robinson, 1:39 to play. Lily Clark on the right wing, on the dribble. Gets inside, goes up off the glass, too strong, gets her own rebound. It's taken away, and now the ball goes to the floor, and now we're going to have a tie-up between Lily Clark and Trinity Childs, and the possession arrow points toward Peoria High. Four new streaks in.
Coach
Julia
Massey
Robinson
giving,
stays on the floor.
Giving everybody exposure, which is a good thing here.
So
I don't even know who number 52
Riley
is.
Clark in. We've got Annabelle Giles. Oh, Lily Furrow is wearing 52.
Okay.
No, sure is that. Okay, who's that? No, four. Yeah, so, and then Jocelyn Peck. They had a shot down on the left baseline up and in. That was Winters lays it up and in. 61-32, 65 seconds to play in the ball game. Lily Furrow out high left side. Goes Annabelle Giles.
Yep.
Now her pass stolen away. Down the left side. Weird left-hand layup off the right foot by, let's see, the other Jackson. Simone Jackson gets her first back.
That's 30-point lead.
63-32. Guess it doesn't matter now with 46 seconds
to
play. Riley Clark down the left block. Goes to Jocelyn Peck. Turn a little baby hook. Up.
Oh, nice.
Good. Nice move by Jocelyn Peck. Puts it up and in.
Julia Robinson had that assist, right?
Yes. 30 seconds to play, 63-34. This is Winters. The other Winters. Now Childs with it. And threw it away. That was odd.
Yep, running clock.
Okay, it is. So, well, 63, I guess it was. I guess it got to 30. I guess it doesn't matter. So 10 seconds to play. Streaks got to try to get a shot off here. Season's going to come to the end for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Yep, turned it over.
Turned it over there. That is kind of fitting for this game, I guess. 1 second to play. Final score, Peoria High 63, Galesburg 34. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 63-34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If you're ready to get your career in gear, we may have the opportunity you've been looking for. This is Sarah Yem. Our GM Service Educational Partnership with ICC in Peoria could be just what you need to jumpstart your automotive career. This is a two-year program delivering advanced automotive service training and includes a paid internship here at Yem. Certified instructors are ready to help steer you down the road to success. Reach out today and we can help get you moving. Or learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master's techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Dillon's Appliance Service, selling and servicing used appliances in Knox County and the surrounding area with competitive rates at all major appliance brands. Contact them at 343-0476.
Chance of showers overnight, a low of 36. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow with a high of 44. Chance for more showers tomorrow night. Thursday, mostly sunny and windy with a temperature falling to the low 30s by late afternoon. It's 37 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Richwoods High School, Tom Meredith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks season comes to an end as they fall to the Peoria High Lions. 63-34 is the final score. We're going to get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up in just a bit. He'll be probably talking with his team for a little while since it's the final game of the season. A lot of emotions after this one. And tough loss here tonight, but they are a darn good basketball team. And, you know, and that we did have a lot of unforced turnovers, but some forced as well by good defense.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Tom, the problem is that you're playing the third ranked team in the state in 3A in this game. This wasn't a game where you got blown out by a Dixon or another team that probably should not. This is a team that if they're on their best, playing their best basketball, it's going to be take everything the Streaks have to be able to play with them. And we kind of saw that in the first half. The Streaks got it down, 18-15 in that third quarter or in that second quarter.
Yep.
And you felt some momentum going the Streaks' way. And then it was like boom, boom, boom. Three straight possessions where they got buckets, a two, a three, a three. And then they went into half with a 26-15 lead. And then, you know, Guyton decides that she's going to impose her will in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen that from the other side. We saw that against Sterling a couple weeks ago, where Kiara came out of the locker room and decided she was going to impose her will against a Sterling team that wasn't near as good as the Streaks. And what happened? The Streaks were able to put that game away. And we've seen that a number of times so far this season with Kiara. It's just unfortunate to be on the other side of that.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, no shame. They've done that to a lot of teams this year, to be quite honest. And a really good basketball team. The only three losses, Notre Dame, who – a good chunk of the season, they were ranked 2 and 3, Notre Dame and Peoria High. They played three times, and Peoria High won two of the three, right?
Yep.
And then they lost to Lincoln, who was undefeated, and they're playing some really good basketball. And O'Fallon, one of the best teams in 4A, they lost to. So, tough one here tonight. We knew it was going to be tough coming in. The Streaks were going to have to play some really good basketball tonight. It did for a short time, but just a team that just kind of took them out of it here tonight. 63-34 was the final score. So now Peoria High plays Washington coming up on Thursday night for the sectional championship. Washington, a 58-41 winner over Geneseo. That will be an interesting game between those two teams.
Well, surprisingly, they haven't played this year. I thought maybe they'd played this year either in one of the tournaments. But no.
Washington, they're just two different kind of teams. Washington, more disciplined, obviously, and the McDougal girl, she's a creator, a lot like Guyton and Craig Edwards are too. So,
but not as quick,
right?
But
right.
Arguably, probably, she's taller. She's probably a little bit more athletic than Craig Edwards.
Yeah, and a strong player too, just like Craig Edwards. So it'll be interesting. And there's some X factors for Washington as well. Some 3-point shooters that you don't always expect it from. And what was the one little guard number two? I'm trying to think of who it was.
Number two is their leading scorer with 23. She's a freshman,
Avery Tibbs.
Tibbs is their dead-eye shooter. She's the one that she's going to knock down threes, and if you give her any space, she's going to hit. So it'll be interesting to see with the defensive pressure of Peoria High if she's going to be able to get those openings.
As Coach Massey makes his way to us, Streaks fall 63-34 here tonight to Peoria High. And Coach, it was a tough one tonight, a really, really good team that we saw, and turnovers were kind of the story for us here tonight.
Oh, definitely. Going into it, we thought defensively we had to keep track of three-point shooters and be able to rebound, and when it got out of control, we lost track of three-point shooters, but in the first half we did all right. But it's unfortunate of, in this game, I realize Peoria is good, but we're a lot better than how we played, and I know the girls are disappointed that way. They're disappointed that they lost, but they're also disappointed that they know they could, you know, that that's not one of their best games.
You know, you got down early, cut it back down, especially late in the first quarter, beginning of second, cut it down to back to what, and I think 18-15 that you trailed. And still, even then, you'd had some opportunities where maybe even a couple unforced turnovers and a couple of missed easy shots as well, and you're right there even with that happening.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they got us early in the first quarter when they got off to, what was it, 15-2?
Yep.
Something like that, that they made us speed up offensively, and we just, you know, I think if we went back and looked at it statistically, when we were organized and ran something, whether we scored or didn't score, we got good shots.
Yeah.
And what we did, the problem was they made us rush, and we got some turnovers and then some bad shots. And then, unfortunately, in the second half, we just never things went bad early, and we, you know, had some that lost their composure then.
Yeah, and you talk about getting rushed, and, you know, a fan might say, well, why don't they just slow down? It's not as easy as it looks, especially the way they play. They're all over you defensively, and that, you know, that mindset sometimes, I just got to get it. Either I got to get it across midcourt, or I got to try to go to the basket, or got to try to get it to the next person. You just they kind of get you into that mindset with their pressure.
Yeah, what happens is, you know, a lot of times with the pressure is that they just end up, you know, you, like for us today, you get it there and that you're having trouble scoring, and what happens is, you know, I just think a player feels like this is not working, this is hard, and what you try to do is you try to take shortcuts, and the reality is the better defense that you play, you know, the more patient, more disciplined that you need to be.
Well, a tough one here tonight, Coach. You got four seniors that are going to be exiting the program after this year, so you got a great core coming back, but four seniors that have meant a lot and done a lot for this program.
Yeah, and, you know, and that, you know, with all of them, you know, important contributions, you know. I know, you know, like for, like, Lily played a lot more earlier and a little bit less at the end, but, you know, was important to us. And Kayla is one of the, you know, the best people we've got on the team, is just in terms of discipline and somebody who is, you know, definitely a team first person and stuff. So, yeah, we'll miss all of them, whether they were playing big minutes or not, that they did a lot of intangibles that would be important to us.
Well, a lot of great nucleus coming back next year, and you had a lot of the sophomores, even freshmen, got in and played a little bit tonight. So a good nucleus, and I guess when do we start getting ready for next year?
It'll be a while. It'll be a while.
All right. Well, Coach, we always appreciate your time with us here in the post game, win or lose. You always come up and very cordial. We appreciate it. It was fun to follow you guys again this season.
Well, thank you.
Coach, thank you again. Streaks fall. Final score is Peoria High over the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 63-34. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our postgame stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Tried all the hiring websites to no avail? It's time to utilize your local resource. You post your listing and we drive thousands of listeners to check it out. So get ready for the applications to roll in and your position to be filled. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks fall here tonight by a final of 63-34 to the Peoria High Lions. They move on to the sectional championship coming up on Thursday night against the Washington Panthers, who defeated Geneseo 58-41. Our post-game final statistics brought to you by Silvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. Start with the scoring. Not a whole lot to talk about. 19 points for Kiara Kilgore. She led the way. 5 twos, a 3, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. 4 points for Alexis Ederson on a couple of baskets. Same for Antonia Kistler on a couple of baskets. 3 for Capri Ferguson on a basket. 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Then late in the game, Cora Johnson with a basket and Jocelyn Peck with a basket. Streaks, 7 for 12 from the line and 1 3-pointer in the game. For Peoria High, pretty balanced attack. They were led by Danielle Ruffin with 18, 4 threes and 3 twos, 18 for Aaliyah Guyton, 6 twos and 2 threes, 11 for Denali Craig Edwards, 3 threes and a 2, 9 points for Nyesha Rutherford on 3 baskets, 3 twos and a 3, 3 points for Alana Jackson on 3 for 4 from the line, 2 apiece for Serena Wenders and Simone Jackson each on a basket. They had 10 three-pointers in the game, 3 for 4 from the free throw line.
31 turnovers to the Streaks in this one. It's pretty much the story of the game.
Yep.
12 turnovers for Peoria. Streaks did out-rebound Peoria 28-22. Were out-rebounded by Peoria, though, 11-10 on the offensive boards. Peoria shot the ball pretty well, 25 of 56 from the field. And 10 of 24 from downtown. They just were lighting it up whenever they got an opening from three. Streaks, on the other hand, just 33 shots in this game, hit 13 of them, 1 of 8 from downtown. Stats in addition to points Tom told you about, Cora Johnson with 2 rebounds, go with her 2 points. Juniper Schwartzman got 4 rebounds, even though she didn't take a shot. Allison Peck had a board. Soraya Boyd had 2 rebounds. Even though she didn't score, Antonia Kistler, 3 rebounds with her 4 points. Alexis Ederson had 5 rebounds, 3 of them offensive, 1 assist to go with her 4 points. Capri Ferguson, 3 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. Kiara Kilgore had 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals to go with her 19 points, and 1 rebound with Lily Clark's time in there.
All right, Streaks fall 63-34. We'll come back. Our final order of business to name our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every 5th oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
63-34 is the final score to the Peoria High Lions. They move on to the sectional championship coming up on Thursday night against the Washington Panthers. All right, our final order of business. To name our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and honestly, no doubt tonight, she tried to do just about everything, did what she could against a really good team. Actually played some really good defense as well. Although Rutherford got away and got a lot of points when she was trying to get to the basket, this young lady did a really good job on her, but just tried to single-handedly keep us in it.
Right, we're going to go with the junior Kiara Kilgore. She's been kind of the most valuable player most of the season. She finishes the game with 19 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, and just tried to put the team on her back. She was able to carry him for a little bit there to cut the deficit there in the third quarter. She went on a little mini run, but unfortunately just not enough there. But it just shows her abilities very similar in how important she is to the Streak team as Guyton is to the Peoria High team.
So Kiara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And our final one for the season. Of course, we thank Dave and Dave's Auto Body for their sponsorship all these years and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And all of our sponsors for this season, and we appreciate that. And, of course, another boys game coming up tomorrow night. They'll be back down in this area over at Dunlap. The boys will take on the top seed Rock Island Rocks in the regional semifinal tomorrow night, and it'll be Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels with a call. That'll be a 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. They are the first game tomorrow night over at Dunlap coming up tomorrow night. Well, partner, another fun season.
Yeah.
Always ends at some point, whether with a win or loss. We'd rather end the season with a
right.
win, but there's only two teams that get to do that in each class. So, still another fun season with 26 wins and a fun team to watch. Just we saw some inconsistencies at times when they were good, they were really, really good. And kind of ran into a buzzsaw here tonight against Peoria High.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough thing. You know, you have, like you said, a very enjoyable season with a lot of ups and a lot of great things to focus on if you're a streak fan, if you're one of the players on this team. But it's always, you know, you and I have both been there. It's always rough to end the season on the negative side. And, every one of my high school seasons ended in a loss, too. And,
yep.
And that's
same
just
here.
The way it is. And unfortunately, it hurts, and it's going to hurt for these girls for a little bit. But hopefully you take it as motivation for the underclassmen to get back after it.
Yep, and appreciate the seniors and all the effort and work they put in. And I'm looking forward to next year already because they got a really good core coming back.
Right.
And including a pretty good sophomore group as well from coming up from Coach Rux after this year. So, again, thanks to Roger Lundeen, Brian Prescott, Clark Burnett throughout the year keeping us on the air back at the studio. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you listening. Streak season come to an end with a record of 26-8. Peoria High moves on. They're now 27-3. They'll play Washington coming up on Thursday night. Apparently, we don't care. We're going to run the blower right in front of us here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't unplug us.
Yeah, he's trying to rush us out of here.
Yeah. All right. So the Streaks fall by a final of 63-34. Good night from Richwoods.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.